Chuck Chad Freestyle for August 5th, 2015, Dog Days of Podcasting, Season 4, Episode 2. I don't have a title today. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whenever you are. I am Chuck Tomasi, and Freestyle is normally a diary of my life. This is the Dog Days of Podcasting. If you don't know what that is, go to dogdaysofpodcasting.com or look on Facebook for Dog Days of Podcasting. You will find that it is a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast every day for 30 days, culminating at Dragon Con. If you happen to be there, we'd love to see you. If not, hey, you don't need to be a podcaster right now. You could be a listener, and you could start podcasting. This is not hard and fast rules. There's no prize for getting this at the end. It's just a fun challenge. So if you miss a day, it's not like you're out and you have to quit and sit on the sideline forever. I know some people were saying, well, I'm going to give it a try, but I may miss one here and there, so I'm not officially in it. Yeah, you're in it. You're in it. Be part of the fun. Be part of the family. We're listening. We care. And we want to have some fun. This is a great way to know another community, another aspect of podcasting. What do we have today in the personal news? Not a whole lot. Still enjoying sunny California, finishing up some work. Had a full day of, just blister pace, fire hose, whatever you want to call it, from my boss. We're trying to architect how the team works. It's been kind of floundering lately. And in one of the elements that my boss put up on the screen to show where we're going, well, I learned a couple things about a couple of people yesterday, and it's not one of those life-changing moments, but one of those thought-changing moments where you learn something about somebody. I'll use an example. Let's say you've been working with somebody for a couple of years, and you find out they have a criminal record. Now, does that change the way you perceive that person? Well, a little bit, but are you going to base your future interactions with that person based on this new piece of information, or does that outweigh the collective experience you've had with that person over the last couple of years? It's just one of those things. Do you trust them more? Do you trust them less because they have this spot on their record? How do you weigh that against your own experiences? Certainly, you can't completely ignore it, but you can't. It's one of those tough spots, and I had two of those yesterday with two different people. So my brain was a little out of focus at times during our meeting yesterday because of these two new facts on two different people. So I leave it at that, and I'll let you know how that turns out with this person with the quote-unquote criminal record. I, of course, that's a metaphor for something else, which I'm not going to divulge. That would be a privacy thing. Anyway, what do we got? Today's TV, movie, and or book is Arrow on, what is it, WB? WC? What did it, I can't remember the channel because I don't watch TV anymore. Everything is recorded or Netflix or something. Anyway, Arrow is from the DC comic universe. I'm not a huge comic fanatic. As I mentioned before, I've come from a very large family of nine, so we had modest means and had to make cutbacks. And my only exposure to comics was our neighbor, Jane Sabin, who was a year older than me. She had three older brothers and an older sister, so she was the youngest. And they seemed to have a few more luxuries in their life because their dad was a doctor. I believe he was an ophthalmologist or optometrist, I can't remember which one, but he dealt with eyes. And there was another one in our neighborhood too that was an eye doctor and seemed to be doing fairly well with his four kids, I think. Anyway, they had things like cable and color TV before we did. They had a few comics laying around, so we would go over to the Sabins and go up in their garage. They had a detached garage, and they had an upstairs that was always hot and stuffy in the summertime. And I recall Archie comics, but I don't remember any superhero comics. There may have been more. I don't know. And we would look through those. There's even a news feed today called Archie Out of Context, and they'll take one panel. And it's usually something with, sexual innuendo in it. about Mr. Weatherby or Jughead, or, well, Jughead doesn't need any help with his innuendos. But that's about the extent of my comic knowledge, other than what I learned as an adult through movies and or TV shows and or news sites or hearsay from friends. So, you know, I know it's a very rich universe, and people who get into that, you know, it's just one of those field of expertise, nerd things that you can do. But back to Arrow on TV. Loved the show. Wasn't sure at first. I think I first heard about it in 2013 from my boss, just as season one was coming to an end, my boss at the time. And he said he loved the show. And I said, well, I'll give it a try. And it felt kind of stilted and slow at first, but picked up, and it flashes back and forth. The story is about Oliver Queen, if you don't know the universe around the Green Arrow or Arrow on TV. Oliver Queen, spoiled rich boy, goes out on a boat with his dad. The boat sinks, but he also has his girlfriend's sister with him, who he's kind of tagging on the side. And the boat sinks, and they wind up on a stranded island. Well, just Oliver makes it. And there are some people, some elements there of rather ferocious nature, and it transforms him. 5 years later, he comes back, and his mission is to right the wrongs that his dad has done. He's written down the names of all these bad people in Starling City that should be offed, and that's what Oliver undertakes in season one. And it makes for a pretty good story, because some of these villains, they're not just hoodlums and bad guys, they are serious bad guys, and new evil elements come up during the course of the season that play a more major role in future seasons. I believe they just finished season three. According to my records, I finished season three earlier this year. I think I was watching that one pretty closely, because there is a tie-in with the new series, the season one of Flash, The Flash, and there's even another one, can't remember the title, Guardians of Tomorrow, something like that, coming up. And so they're tying these two together, and if you don't watch them in sync, you'll miss the crossovers. And I did not watch season three of The Arrow in sync with season one of The Flash. I would watch maybe five or six, and then go, oh, wait a minute, Felicity Smoke showed up. Something happened on The Flash that I need to go watch that will tie this together. So I watched them in staggered motion, but not week by week, and I will more than likely do that. Depending on how caught up or behind I am, it's just easier to go, all right, there's episode four, now let's go on to episode five, rather than flipping back and forth to different menus and things on the DVR. I enjoy the universe. It's become very rich. They had a clean break, almost as if season three could end the series, but I doubt that's going to happen, because it is a fairly lucrative show at this point, from my perception, at least the metrics that I've been seeing from the limited view that I have. It will continue. I haven't heard officially one way or the other whether it's coming back. I believe The Flash is coming back, and I'll get to that in another episode. But whether or not you are, this is going to wrap this one up real quick, whether or not you are a comic book fan, if you just like a sci-fi story, there's some romance in there, there's some adventure. There are parts where the acting feels a bit stilted, as I said, in the first part. There are a couple actors that I just don't care for. I like the characters, but I don't really care for the actors or actresses. But other than, it, I'll rate this one. Let's start this. What does Chuck think on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being, I couldn't get through the first episode, don't ever watch this again, which isn't a very good rating, because some shows take two or three episodes to get going, but we'll leave it at that. One is, I wanted to vomit, and 10 is, I had to watch it nonstop, end to end, I was glued to the DVR, and didn't take a shower for 2 days. You like that rating scale? Okay, that tells you how good it is. Because we've all seen shows or read books like that. Right, where you just go, oh, next one, they can't leave me hanging like that. Or podcast, you know, where you're listening to a story like that. I would rate this about a 7. It's decent. It's not the first thing I run to when I come home from a two-week business trip. But it works. It works. It's entertaining. It's got some fun elements. It's got a little bit of humor mixed in there. It's got some, albeit sort of plasticky romance, you know, where you're going, hey, he's supposed to get the other girl. What's he doing with her? Moments. So that is my quick TV review for Arrow. I advise you to watch it if you like shows like that. It's just finished season 3, so it's not real hard to catch up. I know you've probably got a million in your backlog like I do. I think I've got five in my backlog, and some of them are up to about 5 seasons. So I've got some work to do this month. And I'm going to wrap it up because I belong in a conference room in a few minutes, and I still need to upload this and post it. So good talking to you today. Have a good dog days, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Till next time. Oops, that was the intro. Let's do the outro. Take care, 101.